This is Humberto Carrasco speaking. I'm going to start this conference call at 2011 UTC. First of all, I want to apologize because I was not able to attend last week's meeting as scheduled on account of professional duties or commitments, and also Dev and I were not able to finalize the documents for that date, so we decided it was appropriate to reschedule this conference call. So once again, I apologize. But I think it was worth it because we were able to make some progress in this week. There are some proposals that I sent today, and I asked Silvia Vivanco to post those proposals on the wiki. And I will now post those proposals on the Adobe Connect so that all the other participants can access that information and see a record of issues and problems that we have debated in our prior meetings. Of course, these problems date from a much longer time, and we have tried to systematize them and summarize them with possible solutions, briefly summarized, as discussed in prior meetings. I am now going to post a link with a proposal, a notification or notice proposal this was prepared or drafted by Dev. It has to do with email translation, and the idea is to receive comments from the group on these documents that we have drafted. The first document I posted is in English. It has to be translated into Spanish for those that are not English speakers. But I just want to briefly summarize this document. The first part addresses translation issues for this group, and the second part addresses possible solutions. We focused on issues related to our email list and the issue of attachments in emails, and also that subject lines of emails are not properly translated from Spanish to English, that there are missing parts in subject lines of translated emails posted on the Spanish list. Also, in that document, we have thorough and detailed information as prepared by Dev. There's a link within that document that includes information on Dev's interactions with staff. Secondly, we see the differences between the Spanish and English versions of our Lacrallo rules of procedure with a summary of motions put forward in order to cure these inconsistencies. I also posted a link with the topics addressed in Costa Rica and the importance of reporting these problems. If we scroll further down, we can see item 3, that is a delay in the translation of documents. Of course, this is subject to comment to see what would be the best way to contribute to speedy or more expedient translations. As regards possible solutions, I drafted a summary, which of course is subject to your comments. This is a guide to write emails that has to be in line with what the communications working group is doing. There's an email template drafted by the group led by Juan Manuel. And also, we need to take into account the notification proposal as drafted by Dev, and I have also posted the corresponding link. A second solution in terms of attaching documents would be not to attach any document at all, or try to use any kind of system or software Silvia Vivanco speaking. Umberto, are you there? It seems that you have dropped. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Can you please repeat what you were saying, please? Umberto speaking again. Yes, of course. When it comes to the differences and regarding attachments and document attachments, the solution was not to attach any documents at all, or else to use any kind of software that would store the document on the cloud, on cloud computing, something like Dropbox, for example, instead of attaching the document to the email. Then, of course, I have mentioned some software or systems, Dropbox, Ubuntu One. Some of them are free of charge or easily accessible in terms of cost, depending on the document attached. Then we have to deal with differences between the Spanish and English versions of our rules of procedure. I said that once the General Assembly initiated in Costa Rica is finalized and motions are carried, then this issue will be completed. Regarding the delay in the translation of documents, I think that maybe we could use software, voice recognition software, that are certain software tools available, and maybe some community members can contribute unofficial translations with the aid of this tool. And these contributions can be relevant to our community. This is a draft report because we should have submitted this report on December 4th. Clearly, we have to apologize to our chair because of this delay, but it is true that there has been a delay, but this has been relevant in the interest of having a complete document. I was reading the AC room, and Deb says that he disagrees with replying exclusively on cloud services, relying on cloud services exclusively. He says that one of the disadvantages is that sometimes you have a link and that link is not necessarily up and running after some time goes by. Yes, of course, this is something that we need to take into account. And we see, or we need to see whether there is a better solution. So this is, in a nutshell, what both documents are about. These are the two documents that we have submitted. And I think that we should have a time frame so that the translation working group members and the rest of the community members can contribute their input before we finalize this draft. I now open the floor so that you can make any comments or contributions on what I have just said. I think Dev is asking for the floor. He asked for the floor first, so Dev should be the first one to take the floor, and after Dev, Sylvia Herling.
Thank you, Humberto. This is Dave of Dave and Ansel Oxen speaking. As you said, in your first, thanks for the for your summary report, actually, first of all. Secondly, with regards to dealing with the attachments in the email list, and as you said, the big problem with relying on cloud services is that when you want to go back 1 or 2 years down later, you know, those links to those cloud services may be gone. So I think it's very important that for any official results or anything of that sort, the attachment still be carried on to the mailing list, and so that at least it can be backed up and we can go back in history 5 years down later and so forth and get the appropriate report. So that's my contribution. And, you know, regarding the problem of the attachments not being seen or being carried over to the other list, perhaps IT staff, IT staff can't solve this problem. They were saying that it's not impossible, but it was that it would take a lot of programming effort to do. So perhaps they can they can allow for the attachments to be added to the translated list. You know, whether the email comes from the Spanish going to the English or from the English going to the Spanish. Perhaps the attachment can be carried over in the future, or at least have some sort of notification saying that there's an attachment to this email message, please see here, and you'll go back to the original email message and, where the attachment can be found. Okay. Second thing, regarding the translation of documents, I know one of the things we were supposed to try was to, use the Translate plugin on the Confluence Wiki and see whether, copying and pasting text from a policy document that's called for comment and see whether the Translate plugin can work. There was a conference call that was rescheduled, so I took some time and did two policies, and I'm putting the links now in the chat. And here's the second one. And here's the second policy. So the idea is that where you see you can use the Translate plugin and do a machine translation from English to another language. So, I guess it's up to you to judge whether this translation is good enough or it works or it doesn't work or whatever. So perhaps you all could try it out now and you can get some feedback on it. And if it's so, then what could happen then is that the secretary can then, when a new policy comes out, create the page on the Lacroix Wiki and get the text onto the wiki page so that, it can be then posted to the list. So that's those are the two, first two comments. I think that's it for now. That's it.
Umberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you, Dev. I think your comments are relevant, and clearly we need to discuss these comments, and they will be included in the final report. I now give the floor to Sylvia Herlane. Sylvia, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Sylvia Herlane for the record. Thank you, Umberto. First of all, I want to congratulate you both for this significant work. I know it was really time-consuming, so congratulations are in order. And I also apologize because I was not able to join you while doing this job. When it comes to the solutions that you included in the draft report, in terms of the email exchange list and in terms of the guide or the instructions to write an email, well, after reading the comment you posted, I thought about something which Umberto mentioned initially on this call, and that is that we should work together with the communications working group that is already drafting this style guide or handbook and come up with only one single guide or handbook for Lacrallo. The second link that you have just posted on the AC room, well, in terms of that link, I would like to ask Dev if I understood correctly, if I understood his idea correctly. I understood that on some occasions, when somebody sends an email to the list, there will be a notification explaining that that email was not translated, and underneath we will find the reasons why that email was not translated. Dev, am I right?
This is Dave. I could respond to this. Sylvia, not quite. The idea for the translation engine is to, well, essentially scan the email message, and then if it detects that there's no punctuation, or there is a problem with the length of the email, for example, it will then say. Okay, this email was not translated because, and it will give a, and then we'll pointed to this wiki page, which is the second link that Humberto pointed to, which is the proposed notice when email is not translated. So it could probably include, depending on how IT staff implement it, exactly what, why it stopped it, but there's really only three key issues there that it could detect. As far as I understand it. So I hope that answers the question regarding that. So the message will go out on the list that if the translation software looks at the email, see it doesn't have punctuation, then it will reject the email because it can't make the choice as to where to what sections, what parts to break the email up into chunks to send to the translation engine, or parts, I should say, instead of chunks. Yeah. I hope I explained it, Sylvia. That's it.
Sylvia Herlane speaking. Thank you, Dev. Yes, this is exactly what I had understood, and your explanation is welcome. In that regard, I think it's fantastic to do that because that will be a tool to educate people, to train people on how to write an email. Maybe sometimes people are carried away and they include lengthy paragraphs without any punctuation marks. So if they have the email returned with a notification that indicates lack of punctuation, I think that is great so that we can start educating our community. That is great, really. On a separate note, I wanted to say, and I've commented on this, I wanted to say that when it comes to attachments to emails, as Deb said, we should use the wiki because, well, I myself have been using it, and the translation software that we have on the wiki is really, really good. Of course, it's not 100% good, but it's 90% accurate. So we should insist on our members using that more often. All members of an ALS have the right, have the possibility to post material on our wiki. What we should do, well, we would certainly should do that, is more capacity building sessions, practice sessions, so that our members learn and become used to the tool and are no longer afraid of the wiki and use it more often. I think we would be overcoming this challenge, and we would be overcoming the challenge that Dave mentioned, that is, the danger of leaving documents on a cloud computing service that then will not be retrieved. In that way, all the comments would be recorded or stored on the wiki, and that would be perfect in many aspects. I also wanted to say that, in terms of item 3, that is the delay in the translation of documents, we have to pay very close attention to something here. I believe we need to tell apart the types of documents that need to be translated and also the significance of each of these documents. For instance, as I said, we may have a very accurate software on the wiki, but we need to be careful because if we're going to translate documents to get the gist and make a comment, that is one thing. But if we need to come up with a version of a statement issued by Lacrallo, no doubt, regardless of the accuracy of that software, it will never replace a professional translator. So I believe that we could use the software on the wiki, but when it comes to drafting a statement, we should resort to the language services team led by Christina Rodriguez. As you know, they are all highly efficient. So we need to decide which document can be translated with the software and which document is going to be translated by our lovely translators. Thank you.
This is Humberto Carrasco speaking. Thank you very much, Sylvia, for your comment. I think that all the comments by Deb and Sylvia are very relevant. They will enrich our report. And I think that we are also lucky enough to have Juan Manuel Rojas in our group. He is the leader of the communication working group, and the idea is to unify or contribute to this notification, to this notice proposal by Dev, so as to incorporate this to the STAI guide being drafted by the communication working group. And in this regard, perhaps Juan Manuel would like to share something about the communication working group in this regard. I don't know if there is anyone who would like to make any comments, suggestion, contribution before dealing with the following item on the agenda, which is the proposal of time frames. So I think we can fix or set a time period of 10 or 15 days for comments before proposing a final time frame for the final report. Juan Manuel, you have the floor, and then Deb. Juan Manuel, you have the floor, please. Go ahead. Good afternoon. Thank you very much, Humberto. This is Juan Manuel Rojas for the record. I think that what you have been doing is really very interesting. Of course, we can incorporate that information into the communication working group. We have different issues in English and Spanish that we need to take into account. So that would be something general that should be included in our guide. We also have some basic recommendations, which are quite useful, that are included in the style guide. And this will be in just one document as a result of the work of the regent, because this will be delivered to the regent. So the link that Deb has posted, well, that is something we must take into account. And it is also an issue pending, and in terms of translation as well. And we also need to take into account communication models. That's all. Thank you very much. This is Humberto speaking. Thank you very much, Juan Manuel. Now I give the floor to Deb. Deb, go ahead, please.
Thank you, Humberto. Thank you, Juan and Sylvia, for those contributions. Just to follow up with Sylvia, with regards to, well, whenever Lacroix drafts a response, any such text should be sent to the communications department for proper translation. I agree with that. In principle, I agree with that. But the only downside is that, there's only 30 days for most of these comments for these public policies that are out for comment. So Lacroix will then have to, respond very quickly. So when the unofficial translation is posted to the wiki, comments are quickly received, and I think what Juan has written in terms of the style guide and actually also comes into play here, because we have to be succinct. Writing a long passage of just re-saying that we agree with it all and repeat it. is not helpful. What we have to do is be succinct and be concise in our responses, so that when we send it to be translated, it will not take such a long time to get translated, and so be submitted to even to ELAC for consideration, or whether it's sent to as a separate statement from to the public comment period. So that's one thing. I think that's it. Oh, sorry. I forgot to mention that I put a link to the punctuation guides because I think some of those links are quite extensive as to how to use punctuation. For example, using a space after a full stop or a comma, those type of things. And I see Juan has already added a suggestion there to the punctuation guides. And so I think that this is all great. That's it.
This is Humberto speaking. Thank you very much for your comment. Now, in order to be able to go on with our meeting, I would like to propose the following. Since today we're on the 6th, December the 6th, I will send an email tomorrow with the proposal and some links as well. And I'm going to send also the notification proposal. And if it is possible, we will try to add within that proposal, that email or that proposal for solutions, the comments made by Silvia and Juan Manuel, so that in 10 days, that is to say by December the 14th, we may have the comments by the community. And if possible, we would like to arrange a meeting for December the 19th, Wednesday, in order to assess and evaluate the comments. I think we need to draft a complete report, so I commit myself to do this and to circulate this among the members of the group. If our next meeting is on December the 19th, we need to draft a final report on that day. So I don't know if you agree with the deadlines. And please, now the floor is open if you have any comment. This is Humberto speaking again. So nobody is asking for the floor. So I believe that we all agree with this proposal. Silvia agrees. She's typing her answer on the AC room. Dev is also typing. But I don't know if his comment will be related to this topic or not. So he says no problem with the deadline. We should attempt to meet the deadline. So I also agree with this. And I think that all the members of the group will agree. We need to communicate this to our chair so that we can have this final report before the end of the year. Is there any other question, suggestion, or comment before adjourning this call? I see no one with his or her hand up, so I think we have discussed all the topics on the agenda. So I would like to thank you all for your contributions. This has been a very useful and successful call. We are just reaching the end of our efforts, so thank you very much for your participation, and I wish you have a good weekend. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you very much, Humberto, and thank you, all the participants.
This is David Ann. Thank you, everyone, and thank you, interpreters. It's good that you're all having some extra time for yourselves.
Thank you very much, Dev. This is Veronica, one of the interpreters.
Thank you. Take care.